Well, good morning again, and thank you for that beautiful music. When you think of a brand, you probably are thinking of a type of clothing or maybe a certain type of car or some type of technology you like.
当你想到某个品牌的时候，你可能想到这个衣服是哪一个品牌或者哪一部车。But
if you were talking to a cowboy,
如果你对那个牛仔讲话呢,
a brand was something very different.
对他来说，这个brand就是印记是另外一回事。See,
on the Western cattle front, or the cattle ranch,
在从前在西部的这个牧牛场里面,
cattle are branded with the owner's mark.
那牛的身上是印上了那个主人的印记。They're
branded with a hot branding iron.
是用一个烫的红的这个金属烫上去的。And
that leaves a specific mark on the cattle showing who owned that cattle.
如果有人看见这条牛的时候，从那个印记上就知道它的主人是谁。And
so it is with the Apostle Paul. He felt as a Christian that he had been branded and marked off by his owner, Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗也有这样的想法，他身上有基督的印记。He
says in Galatians 6:17, which is on the screen, For I bear the marks, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus.
在加拉太书第六章十七节这样说，从今以后人都不要搞扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。This
morning, if you consider your life to belonging to Christ, you too should bear in your body the brand marks of Jesus.
今天如果你说我的生命属于主耶稣的话，那你身上也应该带着耶稣的印记。Now
Paul was speaking in Galatians about the scar marks that he received from persecution.
加拉太书里面保罗是讲他身上因耶稣的缘故受了那么多的苦。But
this morning I want to look at some other authentic marks a Christian should have.
我今天要加上其他的一些印记，我们基督徒应该有的。Paul
writes in 2 Corinthians 13:5.
保罗,
examine yourselves 保罗, to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves.
保罗在哥林多后书13章第5节说我们应该审查自己。
This morning, I would like us to look at 7 marks, biblical marks, to help you determine if you truly are a Christian.
今天早上我要跟大家分享有七种印记，让我们看看到底我们是不是属于主的。And
the first mark that we're going to look at this morning is the birthmark.
第一个我们要分享的是胎记。This
is the most important mark, my friends.
朋友们，这是最重要的一个印记。In
John chapter 3, Jesus spoke to a man named Nicodemus.
在约翰福音第三章，耶稣对一个尼哥底母的人，他这样说。And
he told this very noble, righteous, moral man that he must be born again if he ever wants to go to heaven.
耶稣对这个很高尊贵的、有地位的尼哥底母说， 我实在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。He
said this specifically to him in John 3:3, which is on the screen.
这段经文也在荧幕上。He
said, truly, truly, I say to you,
我实实在在地告诉你,
unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Being born again means exactly that. It means being born twice.
人重生就是这个意思，人要生两次的。
The first was your physical birth, and the second is your spiritual birth.
第一次是我们身体第一从母胎出来的，第二次呢是从圣灵所生的。
This second birth is a spiritual work of God where He sends His Holy Spirit into your life.
这第二次的生就是神借着圣灵把你带进这个神的国里。
And that Spirit comes into your life upon your repentance of sin and your faith in Jesus.
这个是关乎你在耶稣里面那个悔改跟向着主耶稣。
And at that point, God gives you a brand new spiritual life that you never had before.
从那一刻开始，你的生命就多了一种新的生命，是从前所没有的。
And when that happens, you become alive to God.
从那一刻开始，你的生命就像神有新的生命了。
You become alive to His Word.
你对他的话你会有反应了。
And you become alive to His will.
对
for your life.
对他的旨意你的生命就会听了。
When you are born again, for the first time, you can actually see who God is.
当你头一次觉得重生的时候啊，你就知道神到底是怎么样的。
You get to see what the Bible really is, the Word of God.
你在那一刻就知道，哦，圣经真是神的话。
And you for the first time get to see what God's will is for your life.
第一次知道神的旨意对你的生命有什么意义。
Without being born again,
如果没有重生，
Jesus says a person will never see that.
一个人就不能看见的。
A person will never see the kingdom of God.
若不重生就不能看见神的果。
I remember a lady asked me once if I was a normal Christian or I was one of those born again Christians.
我记得曾经有人问你是不是个普通的基督徒还是一个重生的基督徒。
As if there were two different types of Christians.
好像诶，有两种基督徒。
I told her that there is no such thing as a Christian who has not been born again.
我回答说，没有不重生的基督徒的。
A Christian who has not been born again is not a Christian.
一个没有重生的基督徒根本不是基督徒。
A Christian without the birthmark is not a Christian.
一个基督徒没有这种胎记的话，根本不是基督徒。
Have you been born again?
你已经重生了吗？
The second mark I want us to look at this morning is the watermark.
第二个印我跟大家分享的是水印。
Many of us have seen the results of a flood.
大家看见这个洪水
and notice that it leaves a mark upon the land or the city in which it came.
我们就看见这个水对于某个地方某个城市所留下来的痕迹。
And so it should be that baptism also makes an indelible mark on the life of a new Christian.
所以洗礼对基督徒来说也是一个印记。
Paul writes in Galatians 3:27, he says, For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
在加拉太书三章二十七节保罗说你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
Baptism marks us as people who have rightly understood the gospel and rightly responded to the gospel.
受了洗的人就是表示他真正了解基督而且是归入基督了。
Baptism marks you as someone who will stand publicly with Christ and for Christ.
受了洗的人应该公开的表示他属于主，也是为了耶稣基督的。
Baptism marks someone who loves Christ and is committed to following Christ.
受了洗礼的人应该是接受耶稣而正是爱基督的。
Have you been baptized?
你受了洗没有呢？
The third mark.
第三个印记
is the bookmark.
是书签。
The purpose of a bookmark is to keep you from losing your place in the book.
书签的意义就是说你在看书的时候 你放在那里，你知道你在看到哪里了。
And it's the Bible that keeps us from losing our place in this life.
圣经让我们知道我们的生命应该怎么走。
The mother of D.L. Moody, a very famous evangelist in Chicago,
一个很有名的传道人 D.L. Moody, 他的妈妈是这样子的。
Wrote the following inside her young son's Bible just before he left home.
在他的儿子离家以前，就他写下了这些在他的圣经里面。
She wrote to her son,
他对他的儿子这样说，
This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book.
这本书可以 保守你不被罪恶胜过，或者罪恶要胜过你，你就不能跟随这本书了。
I personally love that quote.
我好喜欢这个讲法。
Because it's so true.
因为是真的。
King David said in Psalm 119:11, which is on the screen, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
诗篇119篇十节，大卫说，我将你的话存在心里，免得我得罪你。
The mark of a true Christian is seen in his or her reading, meditating, memorizing, and studying the Bible.
一个真正的基督徒就是他会读圣经、想圣经、活出圣经来的，这样是真的基督徒。
Do these disciplines mark your life?
这种的操练是不是也在你的身上呢？
So a Christian is someone who loves Christ.
基督徒是爱基督的人。
And if we say we truly love Christ,
如果我们真的说我们爱基督，
we will love his word.
我们要爱他的话。
For Christ is the word incarnate.
因为主是道成肉身。
It's impossible to say I love Christ and not love His Word.
一个人不可能说爱基督，但是不爱他的话的，不可能的。
They are one.
两个是一个，二为一。
Jesus said in John 5, You cannot say that you love the Father and you don't love me.
耶稣在约翰福音第五章这样说，你不能说爱上帝，但是不爱我。
Why? Because the Father and the Son are one.
为什么呢？因为父与子原为一。
The fourth mark that should mark our lives as Christians.
第四个我们基督徒应有的印记
is the knee mark.
就是膝盖的标志。
A Christian should have a knee mark from prayer.
基督徒应该在从祷告就有这个膝盖的标记。
And actually, there's not one way to pray, as we all know. You don't have to be on your knees.
其实我们都知道有很多方法来祈祷的，不一定是跪下来的。
The Bible mentions that people prayed in many different postures, standing, walking, sitting, laying flat on the ground.
圣经里面记载人好多不同祈祷的方法，站着、坐着、躺着、跪着都有。
We know that Jesus knelt in the garden.
我们知道耶稣在客西马尼园是跪着的。
And kneeling is symbolic of humility and submission to God.
表示他对神的那种尊敬贵。
However, the position one takes when praying is secondary.
怎么样祈祷其实不是太重要。
When the Apostle Paul was in Ephesus meeting with the elders of the church in Ephesus,
he 当保罗在以弗所跟众人一起告别的时候
It says this in Acts 20:36.
在使徒行传二十章三十六节这样说
And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them.
保罗说完了这话就跪下来同众人祷告
Now it's my personal observation that short prayers don't make knee marks.
我个人的观察，祷告很短的不可能有膝盖上的印记。
Long times with God do.
长的才会有。
I believe short prayers in the Christian life can be very deceptive.
我觉得太短的祈祷可能是有一点自欺欺人的。
And sometimes worse than not praying at all.
有时候比不祈祷更糟。
Because they make us feel that we're communing with God when we're really not.
因为那让我们以为是跟神祈祷，但是没有。
How deep can our relationship be with Christ and God?
我们与神的关系到底有多深呢？
When we only pray for 4 minutes at a time. Now there's a place for 4 minute prayers, don't get me wrong.
不要误会我，四分钟的祈祷有四分钟祈祷的时间。
But to really draw close to Christ and to really know him in his heart takes time.
但是真正的向神祈祷，真正的了解神是需要长的时间的。
God expects us to come to him early, late, and long.
可以早上、中上、晚上。
Someone once said, and I really like this quote, if you can't be good with God alone, how are you going to be good with God in public?
有人这样说，如果你单对单的不能与神在一起的话，那你在公开的时候怎么可能呢？
As Christians, we need to be characterized by prayer, long and meaningful prayer.
基督徒是有又长又真诚的祈祷表达出来的。
The fifth mark.
这也是标记。
The collar mark.
衣领上的标记。
Before the days of the tractor, the work of the farm was done primarily by horses.
在还没有拖拉车以前呢，农夫种田都是由马来拉的。
Huge collars were placed around these large animals.
这个大的动物这个领子上就看得出来。
Strapped to large plows and large, wagons that pulled heavy loads.
在他的头颈上我们可以看见这匹马或者驴或者牛是拖过很重的或者是拖拉机或者是车子。
These horses would work very hard all day.
那只马一天做了很长的苦工。
And in the evening, their collars were removed.
晚上呢那个那个架子拿走了话
leaving an impression on them of the collar that was around their neck.
但是还看得出来从他的颈上他当天做了多么的功。
A Christian should show a collar mark.
基督徒应该在领上看得出这种印记的。
Christians, we must be busily engaged in the work of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄们，我们应该是看得出我们 多么的为主做工。
God has a plan for your life.
上帝对你的一生有他的旨意。
And as you take advantage of every opportunity,
那你有没有抓住每一个机会呢？
Of teaching and training and worship.
去教导，去训练，去崇拜。
You are preparing yourself to be of real use to the Lord's work.
你是准备好自己为主做工。
Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15:58, which is on the screen, he says, My beloved brothers, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
在哥林多前书15章58节保罗说，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可动摇。我常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Is your life abounding in the work of the Lord?
你的生命里面是不是充满了为主做的工呢？
Or is your life marked with leisure and the idle use of time and resources?
还是你的生命里表露出你是摇摇晃晃的，没有做主工的呢？
Or is it used diligently in the light of our Lord's coming, the end of all things and the final judgment?
还是盼望着主耶稣的再来，我们是竭力的为主工作呢？
In 80 or 90 years from now, where are you going to be?
80年、90年以后，什么意思？
If all your labor is not for the Lord, it will amount to a hill of beans on that last day.
如果你这一生没有为主做什么的话，那你的一生就算不了什么了。
If it wasn't done to glorify God and expand His kingdom, it will have no reward.
如果你的人生并没有竭力为主做工、见证主的话，那你见主的时候什么都没有啊。
It will be a sad day for many Christians who work their whole lives abounding in the work for some earthly enterprise.
到那一天，有许多人在主面前发现他一生是为了世上的工作机构或者事业来工作。
And to find out that it profited them nothing in the end.
在审判的那一天才发现对他这些没有意义了。
Number six, let's look at the dollar mark.
第六个，我是说我们的金钱的印记。
Stewardship is one of the most important teachings in the Bible.
我们为主的做管家，一个很重要的。
The steward is just that; it's one who has been entrusted with things belonging to another.
管家的意思是别人的东西交给你管。
The steward thus is held accountable for his use of these goods.
那管家的将来要因为他怎么做，将来要算账的。
And the Bible teaches that everything belongs to God.
圣经告诉我们，我们所有的都属于主的。
When we become Christians,
当我们成为基督徒，
we acknowledge God's ownership over everything in our lives, including our money.
我们就把我们 一切所有的都交给主，包括着我们的金钱。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 16, On the first day of every week, each of you is to put something aside and store it up, as he may prosper, so that there will be no collecting when I come.
在哥林多前书16章2节，保罗说，每逢七日的第一日，个人要照自己的进项抽出来留着，免得我来的时候献臭。
A father trains his children from a very young age to be good stewards of every dollar.
父亲教导儿子的时候，从小就会教的。
He gave them an allowance each week. He gave them $3 each week as an allowance.
每天给他3块钱做零用的。
And then he gave them 3 shoe boxes.
然后给他一个小的鞋盒子。
One shoe box was labeled God.
一个上面写的上帝。
The second shoe box was labeled savings.
第二个是去除。
And the third shoebox was labeled spend.
第三个是用的。
It's a simple yet wise way to teach his children the importance of good stewardship.
很简单的方法，但是却教导孩子们怎么样做一个管家。We
need to be good stewards of what God has entrusted to us.
我们需要 把主交托给我们的，好好的当管家。And
lastly, the seventh mark of a true Christian is the trademark.
最后第七个就是商标。Your
watch, your television, your automobile bear a trademark. It's a Rolex, maybe. It's a Sony, it's a Ford.
你开什么车，你看什么电视，其实都看表达出来你到底是怎么样的。But
what is the Christian's trademark?
那基督徒的商标是什么呢?
I would propose it's telling others about Christ.
那我建议就是告诉别人你找到基督了。Our
trademark is witnessing about Christ.
我们的商标是为主做见证。Have
you told anyone around you about Christ since you've become a believer?
你成为你信了主以后，有没有告诉你旁边的人你已经看见了基督了呢?
You remember Peter. When he first found Christ, I'm sorry, Andrew, what did he do? It says in John 1, it says he went and told his brother. It says he, in John 1, 41, he first found his own brother Simon, that's Peter, and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which means Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas.
在约翰福音第一章里面, 当安德烈看见耶稣基督以后，他先找自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了，弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。”This
is why we live. This is our purpose, is to glorify Christ.
我们生命的目标就是要带出耶稣基督来。
To cast the spotlight on him.
把光照在基督的身上。
And nothing better glorifies Christ than sharing him with others.
没有比与别人分享基督更重要的、更好的方法。
When you think about Christ, when you really think about how awesome he is,
你对基督到底是怎么想法？到底他有多么的伟大？
He is so worthy to be shared.
多么值得我们把他向别人分享。
He's so worthy to be exalted.
他是多么值得我们高举他。
And that's what we do as Christians. We share Christ.
我们基督徒就是要分享基督。
Because he's not just the best thing for us.
因为他不但是我们对我们最好,
he's the best thing for them as well.
其他的人也是最好的。
Sharing is just a natural expression of love.
分享就是很自然的把这种爱分给别人。
We share and tell others about those we love or the things we love.
我们向别人分享，就是把我们所爱的、所喜好的分给别人。
Do you love Christ?
你爱基督吗？
How do you know?
怎么知道？
You share them.
跟人家分享啊。
You exalt him.
高举他。
This morning as we close, I just ask you to reflect on your own life, to examine your own life, to see if you be in the faith.
今天在我们结束的时候，我盼望大家自己从自己的生命里面检查一下。
Are you right now this morning alive to God?
你今天早上这个时候，你在神面前是活的吗？
Or are you dead to God and alive to the world?
还是在神的面前是死的，在世界上是活的呢？
All you have to ask yourself is what really excites you.
很简单，就是问自己，问一问，什么对你觉得最重要？
Is it God or is it the things of this world?
是上帝吗？是世上的东西吗？
The first mark of a true Christian is the birthmark.
基督徒来说，第一个重要的标志就是胎记。
Are you committed to standing for Christ? Are you committed to being an obedient follower of Christ?
你是不是真决定了要跟随耶稣呢？
This is the watermark.
这是水记。
Do you love the word? Do you love to read it and study it and meditate on it and pray through it?
你真爱神的话语吗？你读，你守，你行出来。
This is the bookmark.
这是书签。
Do you spend extended time alone in the closet with God?
你有没有自己藏起来，真正的看对神啊，看神的话呢？
This is the knee mark. Are you abounding in the work of the Lord?
你在神的工作上怎么样呢？
Or did you already hit your quota this month?
你哦，在他的里面，你活得开心吗？
This is the collar mark.
这是颈上的印记。
Are you a good steward of God's money?
你是主的好管家吗？
And lastly, do you share Christ with others? Is that a normal part of your life?
最后，你有没有跟别人分享，成为你平常生活的一部分呢？
As Paul says, and I close with his words from Scripture.
保罗在圣经里面这样说，我用他的话来结束今天的信息。
Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith.
查验自己是不是真的在信的里面。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God in heaven, we thank you for this morning.
天父上帝，我们今天早上要感谢你。
We thank you for your word.
感谢你的话语。
Which is a mirror that we can look into to assess our lives.
好像一面镜子，让我们可以查看自己。
God, I pray that each of us would be honest with ourselves.
天父，我祈求你叫我们每一个人自己诚实一下。
And make the changes that need to be made.
要改变的地方就要改变。
To bring you honor and glory.
来荣耀你。
We pray in your name. Amen.
奉你的名祈祷。Amen.